What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Quarto Digital Podcast, episode insert number here, 153, says Christian. Thank you for keeping us on point.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today, we're talking about AI pictures. Why? Well, it's because apparently, well, Joe here apparently is an AI god.
No. Demigod.
AI demigod. Listen, well, look, we've been talking about all this stuff over the last week. Stable Diffusion, Adali, blah, blah, blah. But Nico described you to me as like, you're the guy who will stop the actual devs from working on their models if you have a tech support question. Because that's how deep you have gotten into this stuff. I mean, I know Nico's gotten in real deep too. I've seen some crazy stuff,
Yeah,
I'm excited to talk about this.
This is us. How long do we have? 30 minutes to convince you to get as much into it as we are. And I can see your face already. I can see it.
Oh, I'm into it.
Okay. No, you're not. You need to.
You're right.
Be
okay.
Obsessed with it.
I'm not. Like, I'm not obsessed. And it's mostly the backlog of other things I got to do first before I can get obsessed.
I hear you. So you know, this kind of brings me to the like kind of first thing, because for some people, a present company included, this is like life-changing stuff, right?
Yeah.
And for some people, it's like, I show them, like, I'm like, look, you asked for like a blue octopus, like Star Wars ship, and I made it in like 30 seconds. And they're like, oh, cool. Yeah. And like, it's like a party trick. So for you, which one is it?
Yeah, it's clip art.
It's clip art. It's like a search engine kind of, eh?
It's, yeah. It's cool. But it's also like, I mean, I'm literally working on this like D&D show right now. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, wouldn't it be funny if there's like an oil painting of one of these characters when they like talk about it, like we'll show it on screen. So I can generate one.
Yeah.
And that's nice. Yeah. I enjoy that element of it, but even still, it's like still hard where it's like telling an AI to generate like a detailed, like you can only tell to do one thing and it goes like, all right, I'll take all this and make one thing out of it. You still can't go like, hey, it needs to specifically like embody a few things, like holding an object, and this is what he's wearing,
right, this
is where he is. It's kind of like whoa, we're just gonna kind of, you know, blend all that together. And like, so I still have, you know, issues with it, but yeah, back to the point. It is kind of like clip art in a way right now, but that's only because, you know, people like are only impressed with like what you can do with it.
Well,
you know,
as we learned from the ancient Egyptians, clip art is just the precursor to a fully developed writing system.
I don't know if that's what they taught us, but sure, that's what
maybe hieroglyphics as clip art.
I had the same experience though. I had access to Midjourney when it came out, and then I was like, whoa! I had some people at my house like, check this out, this is crazy, and I was all right,
well, cool.
Neat,
right?
That's cool. Yeah. Cool colors.
Yeah, my wife calls it my mistress, and I made her like a beautiful picture. AI kind of sort of generated, took one of her images, and et cetera, et cetera. And she goes, "Oh, did you have your mistress make our like our anniversary photo? Come on!" Yeah. I'm like, "Yes, but
this actually brings up a question that I was going to save for later, but let's just jump into it right now.
Let's do it.
All right, this is going to be the hot take section of this podcast. So. Ooh. Everybody heard about that one AI image that won that State Fair art contest.
Yeah, there was that article.
Yeah, everybody heard about that. And it's one of those things where it's like, I hear about that and like, it's cool. It's a fun novelty like news article. And I guess it's a little bit of a sign of the times, but it's like, it's such a like misreporting of the news in a sense of like how big what's actually happening is happening like behind the scenes. You know, it's just like, it's a little story that everybody gets and it's digestible, but it's not really, haha, someone won a contest. It's like, by the way, like, industry shifting tools are literally dropping faster than we can keep up with them over the past like 2 months here. But what constitutes, in your guys' opinion, what constitutes art when it comes to AI art? Because
you're getting real quick in there, my gosh.
Yeah, we're just going right in.
I need to warm up, man.
here's my two cents.
Please.
AI art is only going to matter when it's real time. Like dynamic, so to speak. Like right now it's fast to generate images, but like that's the idea of like it only for me becomes like a thing where it's like here's like true like purpose and value is when it's something dynamic where it's like you're playing AI Dungeon, like that game basically brief explanation was it's a like it's like a text based game where you're entering in prompts and it's giving you a story and you're like, you know, you say, oh, pick up the shovel or walk to the castle, and it gives you like a continuation of that storyline. Right now with like the AI art, it's like, cool, you can have an AI make a mock-up or a concept for you, but the moment it's like this static lifeless thing, you know, it's kind of like, cool, you're just, you know, making just cheap, you know, it's like the you know, it's like, do you want an Apple branded iPhone cable,
yeah,
or do you want the 99 cent knockoff that's gonna break, you know? And so it's like it turns art into that in a sense where you're like, okay, cool, this is the Amazon version of art.
Yeah,
you know. But that being said, it's like, oh man, if you were playing a game and it's like, dude, check this out. Here's a game.
Here's a game for you to play. Here. Wazzed it up. See, so that was trained on old Pokemon footage, right? Like footage of gameplay. And it, like,
oh, what the hell?
Right? Right? Yeah, like it's super weird, right?
It's like a nightmare in Pokemon game.
It is, right? It's like when you play Pokemon, like when I played Pokemon too much. And then I went to go to sleep and I was still like playing Pokemon. Like, this is what it is, right? It's like a weird nightmare.
Oh,
dream.
This is crazy. It's like, yeah, it's like just going. It's
right? And like, well, it took me forever to like walk into the like forest. You could do that. And then it like tries to figure it out.
Made by, if you want to check out this crazy thing that I'm seeing right now, it's made by, it's called MadeByOll.in. That's the site it's on.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just sent this link.
Anyways, we got a link. Maybe we'll post it somewhere. But okay, so it's not like actually a game technically, but it's like,
it doesn't know that it's a
real time AI, like an actual model that's like generating unique images as you're like walking around in it. Right. But even still, like, okay, here now we're bringing it to life. It's like in this world where you can make anything based on these prompts. You can say anything. It's like, well, yeah. It's like, I feel like you wanna experience. It's fun when it's. It's like a surprise or it's like happening. But like when you can type in anything you want, I don't know. Sometimes you're just kind of like, ah.
Well, you know, there's something about seeing AI images where it's like they're not that exciting, but there are some that are exciting. And I think it just brings to mind, like, you had this quote back when we were in college, Sam, where like anything can be art, but not art isn't anything. You know, you have to take something and put intent and ideation into it to turn it into art. But anything can be art. Once you take it and you turn it into art, so to speak.
Basically.
But you can't just like literally everything isn't just art by default. And it's like same thing with like AI images. Like you can type in a prompt and get a cool picture. You can spend an hour refining your prompt and getting a really cool picture, but neither of those necessarily make you a great artist or a good artist. Like I'm not trying to say like you can't be an artist doing that, but like once you find like a really cool idea or you've managed to deliver a cool concept, even if you're just typing a prompt and getting a result, that's when like the art starts to be created, where it's like, okay, here's a thought, here's an idea, here's a feeling that I'm going to make you feel. Like that's when you start to step from I'm just prompting a picture and rolling the dice and getting pretty anime girl number 5,263 from the machine.
Listen, man, the waifus, they are really important for this
You can
space,
tell where like everybody's priorities are.
Yeah.
The anime girls are honestly why we are making as much progress as
God
we are.
Damn, we are. We really are. I mean, it's true.
It is true. You
know, pornography and anime girls. Those two separate things sometimes, two same things sometimes, but those, you know, the number of programs that I have called waifu on my computer is three, but it's higher than what I would have imagined.
Or what I really would have wanted.
God damn it.
But you know, what's interesting is, you know, I think that for such a long time, we have, you know, back to your like question about like the state fair being won by some computer, right? Right? And people being like, oh, since Pixar came out, you know, it was like, oh, to this day, people just say, oh, that's just computers.
Mm-hmm.
You both know that that's not the case,
right?
Like it's basically like a puppetry inside of a computer, right? Who cares if it's digital or not?
Well, so you're talking about prompt masters again.
Yes, right? So like
prompt lords.
Prompt queens.
Yes.
Like, for us, for such a long time, we've defined being human for many people. Being human as like making art. Art is the thing that distinguishes us. And like when an elephant grabs a paintbrush and starts making whatevers,
that's a big deal. And, you know, you have all of these people being like, that's not real art, by the way. That's just like, it's just doing that for
he's
peanuts.
Trying to, he's pulling on the tail and makes the elephant do it.
Right. There's no like, there's copy bars don't care about sonnets. Right. Yeah. Like,
well, then is it, maybe it's levels of art. Cause you know, it's like, cause yeah. once again, like at face value here, what is the artistry? It's like knowing when to type on Unreal Engine 5, you know, it's like the gag.
Well, that's not the artistry. That's the technician, that's the craftsman, because so, there's always the difference between the artist and the craftsman.
Well,
and very much they overlap.
Okay,
but
sure.
One is technique and the other one is the actual idea.
Well, have you seen My Kid Could Paint That, that documentary about like this 4-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, whatever, however old she was, and she did drip paintings, and it's the whole mess of like some people being like she's a prodigy and some people being like she's dripping some stuff onto a canvas. She's not a real artist, she's just a kid.
Well, I guess that's the thing. It's like, are there barriers or levels of artistry, you know? Are this because I still think it's like, because you can just type a simple sentence or a string of words and then that's how you create the art. It's like,
yeah,
like, you know, where it like where is the value of craft?
What is a poem?
What is a poem but a string of words?
You don't even have to. I purposely was trying to be like, how little do I have to give Midjourney, which has a very strong, if we're going to get into different AIs, right? Midjourney like just makes art for you, like, or pretty things for you.
Yeah,
who knows if it's art, right? I don't know. But I went to, I figured out a way where I could give it an empty character that it didn't know was an empty character. But I gave it an empty character and it made like some beautiful portrait of some woman. Right. And I'm like, thanks. But like, so it, was that art? Was that not art? I don't know.
Like, it can be. Like, I think as with everything, it can be. It's just, it's about the idea, you know? And you know, obviously, like, I'm not the freaking king of like art rules here. It's just, this is my opinion.
I love guys like, have you heard of Marcel Duchamp and his ready mades?
Right? Dadaism.
Right. Dadaism, yeah. Right. Like, it literally, he signed a toilet and then was like, this is my art.
Yeah.
Right? And like, that's great. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess that maybe is that.
Well, that's
what
where
this
your
is?
Line came from, Sam, when we were learning that in art history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, anything can be art.
Right.
But art isn't anything. Like, it took him signing that and putting on that and making a point about art for people like, okay, interesting. You're getting to my mind here. You're making me think about this. Like, that's where the art comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Like, but I guess it's like, it's just such a confounding concept to even consider. Because I guess it's like when anyone can do it, so to speak, where it's like when it takes like there's no barrier to entry. I guess there's no barrier to entry of picking up a paintbrush or a crayon, too.
There is. There's years of trying to learn how to like mix the colors or whatever. Right.
Well, I guess it takes a few days or hours or to figure out some nice. Yeah. Prompt strings, I guess. You know,
yeah, but just putting time into something does not make it art, you know.
Right like the ready mades.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, it's like intent. It's all about thought process and decision making, and that's what creates the art. But at the same time, you know, when it's when like that's like saying, hey, like I know, let's say Nico, he's great with the pencil. He can draw some stuff. And I'm like, hey, Nico, can you draw me?
Great with the pencil.
Can you make some sweet anime art for me? And Nico's like this. I'm like, more moody lighting, please. Can you make it more like Unreal Engines? And then Nico makes it.
On Art Station.
And then I take it. I'm like, look what I made. You know?
I see. Okay, right. So you're talking about.
I made art.
Oh, okay.
I made art.
I see.
I came up with the idea of I wanted it to be this anime thing. I wanted him to draw with pencil. You know,
Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah, but like, I made art now. And it's like, that's what it feels like with the AI stuff, because that's basically what the process is.
There was a guy who painted a Campbell's can of soup.
He
used to do that, right? He had his little little thing, right?
Yeah.
He did that. He was like, that's mine. Mm-hmm. And people are like, but you have like a bunch of people working for you. He's like, I don't care. That's mine. Right? So is that his? I don't know.
I know, but even still, it's just kind of like it feels weird though, because it's once again.
Well, here's the other crazy thing.
Yeah.
So you make a really cool. Let's say you're like, all right, here is my crazy picture that I generated using AI.
Yeah.
Using Stable Diffusion, and you know what? It's a crazy idea. It's a cool juxtaposition. I got a great composition. I didn't just find a good prompt. I have an interesting idea, and you know, show me the picture. I'm like, that's art. Like, anyways, I can type in the exact same prompt with the seed and make the same picture. meaning you don't own that picture.
Sure.
You just triggered it. Oh,
are we talking about NFTs or are we talking about
art in general? Concepts, you know, it's like, did you make that picture or did you just find the door to open?
AI tools are great and all, but there's one thing that they can't do, and that's keep your feet comfortable, stylish, and warm all day long as we enter fall and winter here. But courtesy of today's sponsor, Vessi, that's exactly what you'll be able to do with a pair of Vessis on your feetsies. Now, Vessis are 100% waterproof and snowproof, meaning that they're great for the diverse weather conditions you get in fall and winter. They can go through slush, snow, sleet, rain. They're also built with a patented Dymatex material, meaning that they're going to keep your feet warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And with their nice, comfortable antimicrobial soles, your feet are going to be smelling good all year long. They're comfortable. You can flex them any way you want. It's like putting a sock on your feet, but in the form of a comfortable, waterproof shoe. And if that's not enough, Vessis use less waste during the knitting process, and they have no animal byproducts, meaning that they are 100% vegan and good to go for your computer-minded consciousness. So if you're interested in getting rid of those winter boots and putting something on your feet that's comfortable, stylish, consider getting a pair of Vessis today. If you go to vessi.com/corridorcast, you'll get $25 off every pair of adult Vessi shoes that you buy. That's $25 off by going to vessi.com/corridorcast or just click the link in the description below. Huge thanks to them for always sponsoring everything we do over here at Corridor. And let's get back to that conversation.
And like, now I can just go and open the same door on the AI and get the same picture, you know?
Right. Now here's what's interesting, right? There are ways of modeling, like if we're getting a little bit more technical, ways of like creating a graph of what everyone has made, right? So far. And people have made some weird stuff, right? Like everything from Homer Simpson in The Godfather, all the way to like the anime girls to like, you know.
Oh, there's the weird stuff thing when it starts at anime girls and goes from there.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. and like the amount of prompts that I saw with people trying to make like women wearing quote unquote invisible dresses. Anyway, or dresses made of air because they were trying to get around like the filters, right? People are really smart, man, about this kind of stuff. People are going to get their porn. The amount of terms that I've learned for sexual positions you can take all this stuff that people have made and put it into a big graph. And then you can see that it's got like ventricles going everywhere, right? So then you might be able to just move like a little thing around and be like, what's over here? Oh, no one's made two or only two or three things were made over here. And most of the time it's going to be like, whatever the hell, right? Like ugly.
It's a weird mashup of images and shapes.
Yeah, but this is basically the Library of Babel, right?
Yeah.
Like where any image is possible to be created, right? Like a 512 by 512, if you can fit it into that, you can create it with Stable, right? Yeah. Or with some of this AI, right?
Yeah. As you were saying, so you start moving around there, like, over here, no one's ever done this yet because there's no dots there. There's nothing in the graph, but let's go see what's there.
Yeah.
And now you can immediately go, like, here's the various different art genres that haven't been invented yet. We can see them all immediately.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, just go look at all of them right now. It's like, wow.
So now that's going to be really hard, right? Mm-hmm. But you're the one who explored it. You know, you're the one who found it. As would be like you with a pencil or with a brush or whatever, you know, with a camera, with a pen, with a brain.
What's the analogy there? Because is it like outer space at this point? Kind you of. Know, it's like, I don't know.
Latent space, buddy.
It's latent space.
Man. Cyberspace is done. We live in latent space now.
Oh, man, this is web 17.0, man.
Yep.
We skipped 4 through 16. AI told us to skip 4 through 16. Yeah. We didn't want to touch it.
Let's talk about that real quick. Just how fast things change. Because that's what we were saying in our last podcast. Like, wow, things are going so fast. And they just got faster. Like, literally a week ago, we dropped a podcast talking about Stable Diffusion and how great it was.
I don't even remember a week ago, man. I haven't slept in God knows how long. My wife wakes up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, okay, just a second. I just need to keep training. I just need to keep training the system. I trained the thing for a week and a half on it looking like me. I'll show you some of the images when you're ready, because it was very, very ugly.
Now's a great time. You should show Sam.
You know what? I
While you pull up your picture, I'll just explain real quick. So, hey, you got this big model. You can type in anything. And you get a picture. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to type in me. as in like, I'm going to type my name in and like nothing comes up. And you're like, well, that's weird. It's like, yeah, because it doesn't know who you are. You're not famous enough to be cataloged thousands of times on the internet as in pictures.
Or like me, I am famous enough. clearly, and you are also famous enough, I would imagine, to be on this thing. But for me, it thinks it, the way that it breaks up the text is Joe and then Pen and Nah. So usually I get like some old guy named Joe holding a pen in the ancient city of Nah. You know?
Wow.
And I can't, so I have to train it myself, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So this is a friend of mine, right? And there are, if you look at his Wikipedia page, right? There's one image there where he's kind of sort of squinting, right? And he's a very good looking fella. I don't have his permission to show this, so I'll just show it to you guys. But you can see that all of the images that it made were the exact squinty face. And it's just like uncanny valley, like deep in the uncanny valley, because holy crap, that is weird, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided to try to trick it into thinking that I'm a very good looking fella, right? By only giving it like the professional headshots that were very carefully curated, right? Eventually I was like, no, I'm gonna give it all, right? Like me wearing a space helmet, me wearing all types of glasses, me in shadow. Like it made something.
It's like a Tim and Eric character. Yeah, if you can see that,
right? Like it's I love how much he's like, at least I know that he is happy.
Like he has, wow, it's like a Titan version of you,
right?
Yeah.
So not wonderful. Clearly a guy who also needs a lot of dental work and Rogaine.
Wow, that's weird,
right? Dude, the AI is just itching to give you that unibrow.
It's like, I've been working hard to get rid of it. So there was also one image of me that was like my arms spread out like this, and I was like doing whatever the face that Mystery Tarman used to make, right? But my fingers got caught in the like lens distortion, right? The barrel lens distortion. So I thought that that's what my fingers looked like.
Ooh.
So it only created images of me like this, sausage fingers.
Big,
giant, sausage fingers, right? And then the everyone was like, okay, that's hilarious. However, just ask for like a close-up. But then, of course, it gave me a close-up of like doing this, which is literally like the sausage fingers.
Do you look like you're from RRR or something?
Right? Or Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
And also, like... I didn't realize like how much like every tiny little image would make sense. So I gave it pictures of me that were kind of like this, and I try to crop my face out, but my wife is in there. So very much it was like,
oh, no.
Is this what you are?
Is this what you are? This?
There's always this like a second face always up against it.
This is it, right?
Yeah.
But then eventually it started getting a little closer.
Ooh.
Yeah, that Indiana Jones version of you is very nice.
Like, that's like old version of me.
That's good,
right?
Yeah,
like a charcoal drawing of me.
Yeah,
I can share with you after. And I mean, some more Indiana Jones.
You training like for days and days and days on this. By this point,
this is like 3 days of training. Yeah. This is Joe Pena speaks Aramaic.
Oh my god!
And that one looks really sacrilege, good. I believe. Yeah. This is illegal in some countries.
It's illegal in some countries.
But like even little things where like I used an auto face cropper, I'm sure you guys have used for the deep fake stuff, but it thought that like that's what I was, you know, like it made like a half and half image of me.
That's so odd.
So it was hours and days of training. Eventually it got to like a point where I could call it kind of like that's likely somewhat me. But guess what? On my drive down, for the last 15 minutes of me trying to figure out how to park here, this guy figured out how to do it in 15 minutes. And he has some images that are like really freaking incredible that really look like him.
What's the process called?
So I'm doing something. So Google made this thing. They have this idea called Dream Booth, right? So you have everything in latent space, and everybody likes to use the term dreaming for when you're having a computer invent these images, which is honestly pretty apt, because I feel like it's kind of the same thing that's happening in your brain when you're dreaming, right? And Google's like, well, like, how do you put yourself in the dreams? Everybody's going to want to do that, right? You want to generate a picture of a dog? Well, you're going to want to generate a picture of your dog. So how do you put your dog into the system? And they had this idea called Dream Booth. And the thing is, it was implemented with Google's ImageGen, which is like their version of DALL-E 2, Stable Diffusion, Midjourney. And Google's like, no, no one can use it. No, this is ours. Mm-hmm. So some person's like, well, what if I just take their principles and use the Stable Diffusion engine instead? And Joe sent me the link. He's like, hey, check this out. Somebody has this new idea. And I'm like, I'm going to make it work. And I spent the past 4 hours figuring out which computer had enough VRAM to run it. Turns out only one of our machines. Shout out to Puget for setting us up with an AI machine with an A6000. Because I needed 38 gigs of VRAM. And it made a perfect me. Just straight up. Right. I skipped. You know, unfortunately, I'm a little sad. I didn't get to enjoy all the wonky steps there.
Listen, if you want some wonky pictures of you, I will purposely.
But I'm gonna hear. I'll hold this up the camera.
Wow, this is a great time to check out the version on YouTube or on CorridorDigital.com. That looks good.
I don't know. Don't you guys make less money on the video version? No. Do not. We're going to spend the next 30 minutes describing exactly what the image is like. Do not go to the... No.
I'll read off a grid of the pixel colors, and you can just type those in pixel by pixel to get the image.
Yeah. So look at that. Like, literally yesterday, I was training. I'm still training. It's still going. And today, it's already doing that in 15 minutes.
Right? Yes. And this came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because the thing that...
Wait, what?
That,
was it 2 weeks ago? No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
It was like 2.5 weeks ago.
No, you're right, but that's the half makes a difference.
The crazy thing is, like, so the reason, like, I think the reason why, well, actually, let me rephrase this. Joe, as our guest, tell me, why are you so hyped about being able to add things to the model? When you can add your face, why have you spent a week and a half trying to get yourself into this model? So you can type, give me a picture of Joe Pano with a top hat drawn by Greg Rutkowski.
Trending on Art Station, Margot Robbie wearing an air dress. oh my God, the amount of words that I know now because of, okay.
What's the obsession, man?
The obsession, man, is because I have been able to get two jobs in the last month, like filmmaking jobs that are as of yet unannounced because of this technology, right? Because some people in my industry, in our industry, in any industry, they have a hard time imagining. That's actually, there's a a condition called aphantasia for some people who cannot, like when I say, you know, picture a red apple, right? Close your eyes.
I don't even have to close my eyes.
Oh, there you go. So you don't. Yeah. You didn't even got to do it, right? Some people can't do it. Some people are like, okay, yeah, no, I understand what a red apple looks like, but I can't picture it. It's not on a table. It's not, doesn't have its friends, you know? So for those people who somehow just all, for some reason, are producers in Hollywood, you know, they need to see Margot Robbie preferably wearing some sort of dress not made of air, you know, or they need to see Oscar Isaac, or they need to see like concept art. And I can't draw, and I can only hire a concept artist to fix up the images that I like make. But also it's amazing that I can work with a concept artist to be like, hey, I spent like 8 days just like generating. And it took me forever, but like these are the three images that I got that I would not have been able to search for them. Mm-hmm. You know, can you take these and then like do your human thing to it? right? So I can do things like, hey, add like, here's a monster that I'm making. Add like a fishtail to this thing. Or add this or add that so that we don't end up with the same like looking monster that we've seen in like all the things as of late, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it will help me with my job in every step. Like I can literally be like, oh, this prop designer made like a cool looking gun. Picture. You guys have done something similar with photogrammetry, right? And and stuff like that. But then I can just tell Stable Diffusion, be like, hey, can you make my character doing that? You know, I can make a comic book. I can do any, like, I can do all of these things that I'm like.
Give me George Clooney Yes. In an army outfit holding my laser gun.
Holding my laser
gun. My laser gun.
Holding, wearing my outfit that I had my person who designs outfits, and I literally forgot because I have not slept for 2.5 weeks.
I see what you're saying. So, that's kind of cool though. Or yeah, so it's like the idea of like, look, we have some things that we want.
Yeah.
But we don't have everything. And so we're trying to like, okay, you have like the 20% where it's like, okay, we want to work with this actor. We know it's supposed to be like the setting, and yeah, maybe we have like a special prop we have designed.
Yeah.
But it's the idea of basically keeping that consistent between images. Like just like, I'm assuming if you can train it on a face, you could train it on an object too.
You can, that's what it's made for.
You can train it on a style. Yeah. You can train it on an emotion. You can train it on anything.
So when you tell it that thing, that keyword that you've trained it on, it goes like, okay, cool. Yeah. That like cool, like red glossy laser gun that you want to have in this thing. Cool. Well, I know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And now suddenly Tom Cruise has his little laser gun in all the photos. And but now he's blue, or now he's in space, or now he's driving a car. Yeah. But he's always holding that little laser gun.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Or like has like a hat, or you know, or like that's interesting. I can make a movie. So this is where we can get interesting with it, right? Like if I'm a comic artist, like I'm working with on a graphic novel right now with a real artist, and et cetera.
A real artist.
And I'm not. Like I can't draw, right? Like a person who can actually like put the pen to paper, right? Mm-hmm. And does digital paintings and stuff. And I'm like, hey, do you mind if I teach the AI how to draw your stuff? And they were like, I need you to explain like every part of what that would entail, please, before I say yes. And I'm like, I can take every image you've ever drawn and give it to this thing, right? And then it, I can say in the style of asterisk, this mm-hmm. person, right? And then I can say, I can ask for things like, hey, you know, podcast cool dudes in the style of this artist, okay. You know?
That's a really crazy idea of like just saying, hey, you know what? I want to get like a character artist and give me the style sheet or whatever it is,
turn sheets and things.
Of like, here's the character and like a couple angles of them.
Yeah.
And you train that, and then you're like, I'm gonna make my own comic now with this consistent character throughout all of them.
Quite literally, Nico was talking about that upstairs, right? So like,
wow,
I'm not a comic book artist, but you're not a comic book artist, but
that's gonna make for some great fan fiction.
Right,
you're like, yo, I like Berserk, and I'm like, I'm just gonna scan all this stuff from this comic and then make my own sequel. A
handsome, chiseled
Berserk. I don't know what his name is.
Guts. You know? I don't know. I just thought of that because I was like, because the artist who wrote it
Griffin's
died.
Griffin's been making a bunch of art. Son of a Dungeon. I do wonder how Griffin feels about all this, and we should ask him. Because
I was like, you're literally the AI machine, like, is literally behind
Joseph,
his back.
You're literally
man.
Doing this behind Griffin's back.
Yes.
Right now they're using AI stuff for all the art, but it's basically more like stylistic backdrops and stuff that, where it's like it's an element there, but it's not like for the purpose of recreating something specific.
Yeah.
But imagine I took all Griffin's drawings, I fine tuned the model, I add them into the model, like with an identifier, Griffin Thorn Art or something like that. And then I say, like, okay, well, we got, you know, he drew some mind flayers and he drew some people to town. So I go like, well, okay, we have this part, we come across a giant worm. It's like, okay, well, a giant monster worm, scaly,
right?
Griffin Thorn Art style. And then
this is where it can get a little hairy though.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know how this was done? How like this whole thing was like created?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Right. The like how it just trained it on Common Crawl, which was the web. Mm-hmm. Like the interweb, right?
Everything.
Yeah. So you can say like, hey, in the style of Simon Stalin Mahal.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that concept of this. Right. Yeah.
So like, is that okay to say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The funny thing is like, it's okay. Yeah. Well, it's okay, and it's not in the sense that like, it's no different than if you were to make a painting, and if you just straight up rip off Simon Stalin Hog.
Yeah.
Even if you paint it yourself and you didn't use an AI to do it, you're still ripping off Simon Stalin Hog, right? Yeah. So it's like, you got to bring something to the table. Otherwise, it's just a ripoff. It doesn't matter if an AI does it or if you do it. If you're going to like present it as your art and it's just a straight up copy, then it's like, you know, we don't need the AI future to define whether or not that's cool or not, because we've already defined it. It's like,
I mean, it's no different than just like how normal art even, you know, like already operates, where people make styles, and if they become popular, then it becomes oversaturated. And then either the artist moves on from that style, or maybe everyone's just like, the copycats aren't as good. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can mash it up now.
In this situation, yeah, you can mash it up. And also, like, it is weirder because it's not just like a, here's someone else copying someone's style, but it's like, no, it's like literally the style is exactly copied, right, which is kind of weird. But like, as you were saying with Griffin, too, and his art, it's like, the thing is, like, that art that he's doing is also kind of based already on another artist's style. I forget because, like, that was one of the inspirations. So, well, it's like,
that's the case for every human style.
Yeah, whose art isn't.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, it's all based on, like, people even has based on other stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that's the question, right? Like, one thing I disagree about. There are things I disagree about and things I agree about with Simon, right? He talks specifically, he's like, I think that AI can't create new stuff, right? It's just like derivative kind of work. And if you're somebody who makes your money, like, just turning out derivative kind of stuff, yeah, you're in trouble. But it will never get to my level, right? He didn't mean it like me because I'm so great. He means like the thought process of a human being, right? Like, it can't, like, make something that's meaningful because it can only copy stuff. And I'm like, I think he has a misunderstanding of, like, what it is literally the Library of Babel. Like, the thing where, like, if you have enough monkeys with typewriters, it'll type Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. But it'll also type anything that's typable, right? Like, it will learn him better, and it will get better than him and better than any human being alive. And that's the kind of that's why I'm not freaking out, because I know that outside of maybe, like, what, athletes, there's not a job on earth that isn't threatened by AI.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I feel like a lot of people think about this as in, like, the movie archetype of, like, you got your Matrix robots and you got your human beings and we're fighting our wars, right?
Yeah.
When in reality, these are just tools.
No, it's just going to be humans fighting humans.
Yeah, it's like, at the end of the day,
humans
this is...
with AI versus humans without AI.
Oh, yeah, it... bad. We know who's going to win.
Yeah, that's where it actually happens. Because at the end of the day, this is a case where the artist can draw 5 or 6 or 10 pictures. It's in the style of the project they're working on. The artist can train it into the model. And now that artist, as a singular human being, can output 1,000 drawings in a day rather than one, right? It's still that artist doing the work. It's still that artist using the tool. It's still that artist that needs to come up with the story, create the characters, come up with the ideas, etc. But this is a tool. It's no different than a typewriter versus a pen and paper. A typewriter lets you write faster and more clear. And now you're on a computer. Now you can duplicate your paper 100 times. You can save versions of it. But it's still just a tool that's making your creativity faster. And this AI is no different. It just so happens that this tool is about 1,000 times better than the tools that were out a year ago. Yeah. It's like the amount of advancement that happened in one year.
Just kept putting dog faces on everything. Remember, like, the Mona Lisa, but she's a dog, and, like, her dress is dog, and everything is dog, because there were so many dog pictures, right?
Yeah.
It is a big deal, right? Like, that we can do this, but, like, I think that there is not a single question that we have out there that AI is not going to fix, because they're better than us, right? They're better than humans. Like, they're now better artists. If you do the right thing, you know, when's this podcast coming out? Because, like,
in a week. So,
okay, so they're now better artists.
Yeah, in a week. Yeah.
they're gonna be better drivers. They kind of already are better drivers than us.
And already, 100%.
They're gonna be better doctors than us, because we're gonna train biases out of it. You know, there are studies that show that, like, really well-respected doctors are like, okay, how much is this person feeling pain? And they're like, they give them a number, right? And how much is that person feeling pain? If that person's black, they always rate lower. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, they can handle it, right? That's biased, right? Mm-hmm. We can train that out of AI systems, or we can at least see it. Because right now it's just a computer that's like, I want to be just like you, daddy. You know? And it has all of the biases, and we're trying to figure out ways, like, where it's like, okay, so when you ask for doctor in the AI, it just makes, like, a bunch of white dudes.
Yep.
So, like, let's just throw in, like, secretly words like black female in there every once in a while. But then it makes, like, black, like, female sumo wrestlers, and I'm like, is that okay?
No,
like,
I mean, I had that issue. I was trying to create a character for a script I'm writing, and the character right now is basically based off Jordan Coleman, right?
Yeah.
And so trying to get a African-American woman that looks like Jordan Coleman was really difficult, because you just type in woman, you get a white woman. if you type in African-American woman, that becomes very, very emphasized to the point where it's like, it's all about the ethnicity. Like, it's almost a caricature. Yeah. It's not quite a caricature, but it's like, it's very like focused on the, you know, whatever physical features define that ethnicity that you type in. So you like, how do you get in between that? And like, how do you deal with that? And it's like, well, there's not really a way to do it unless you kind of start tricking the system. And the method I use was to use a painter that mainly painted people of color. So at no point do I ever mention the person's ethnicity. I just use that artist as one of the artists to help guide the style.
That's what I was thinking, which is like, the bias is like in the training of like, all right, what is defined as like the noun here?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. But Kerry Washington does not look good as Charlize Theron, you know, in these models. I know because I've tried both. You know, I had a lookbook that I was working on for a popular entertainment television for I can't say it. it's but I couldn't make any black people look as good as the white people. I could make them right, but like you saw, like the friend of mine, he's black and it only has one single image of him, right? So it makes that same squinchy face that he was making because he was in the sun in everything. So like, that's why I think that training is important. I can throw all those pretty pictures of him into it, and then it can help me like put a black character into a role that a producer was imagining for a white dude, you know, and then all of a sudden that I can sell them on that a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's weird.
It's a communication tool. It's letting you like, here's my vision, and try to write it, and try to draw it with my Neanderthal hands.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can use modern technology to invent this image in minutes, if not less.
Yeah.
So I can show it to you and be like, this is my vision.
Yeah.
And the person be like, oh, I get it.
Remember when Photoshop first came out and all these nature photographers were getting into trouble because, especially ones that like got into helicopters and took pictures of like massive herds of animals. There was one guy specifically that had these amazing images that looked like herds of animals, like they looked like rivers, right? But then it came out that he was using evil, evil Photoshop and like removing the stragglers and filling in the holes in the middle to make it look like a river. And people were like, this is not okay. Like you're messing with nature and you're messing with the reality. And like this kind of stuff shouldn't show up in National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays I think that nobody cares, and I think we Photoshop out the handlers of the lions all the time. Right? Like, I think eventually it's gonna change, and and will you please stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning with Nico and I to try to figure some of this stuff out?
All I know is that NVIDIA needs to start throwing more VRAM in their GPUs. Everybody needs more VRAM.
Everyone
right now.
Is GPUs gonna be back? I thought the crypto HODL gang definitely did not HODL to their GPUs.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Turns out when you don't spell hold correctly, no one knows what it means.
Yeah.
It's like, 3 months in, I'm out. Yeah.
Like biology, right? Like satellite imagery, physics simulations. You guys have done those. Mm-hmm. Like there are people that are, there's a whole company that's like generating sensor stuff for like, but my dad, he's like, how have you been? I'm like, good, Dad. Like the last 2.5 weeks, I've just been doing this AI stuff. He's like, what do you mean? Like I work on AI. And I'm like, I didn't know this. I thought you were a motion control engineer. Tell me everything. Like, have you gotten into textual inversion with like PyTorch, or do you think that is something that I should use a TPU, right? Instead of a GPU. So like literally what he's working on is like these gross diesel engines, like removing emissions, like lessening their emissions and like, knowing like, oh, this isn't running the way it should. I doubt that in like 5 years or 10 years, you're going to be able to buy a refrigerator without like AI in it because of like, it knows when like you're going to put like new groceries into it, you know, and like learns you. Mm-hmm. Like movies are going to like follow your watch if they're getting boring. Like you're getting bored with this podcast. We're trying to like proselytize you. Like, no, like if they're getting boring, they're going to like, they're going to like throw something scary at you. They're going to create something new. Games, like you're going to be able to start playing a game and it's going to be kind of what Spore was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like you can go into a world.
This is the part I don't like about it though. That's the like, this is like my
that's what you asked for.
Dystopian version.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I don't want it to be something that's preying off of like I don't want to have it feel like it's preying on me, so to speak. I want it to feel like that. It's like, it's cool when it's like, when I was talking about the dynamic thing earlier, it's like, it's cool when it's dynamic based off of like decision making and like your input, so to speak. But the thing is like the way you describe it there, that's like the Google, Facebook, like dystopian model of like, okay, sweet. It's like, hello, Sam. Can I entertain you today? And I'm like, no, don't entertain. Oh, God damn it. It's just sweet. It's it just starts playing dope shit. I'm like, fuck. All right. All right. I'll watch this for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's, then it's like, are you going? It's like, Sam, I can continue to entertain you. I'm like, no,
I really got to go. AI.
And then, and then it starts blasting some more stuff. And it's
open
like,
open up the pod bay doors.
Yeah. It's like, open the. Yeah. 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 It's like,
give me more your AI voice.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sam. Oh, that's so much
better. Yes. Perhaps you'd like to listen to some music instead. In fact, I've invented a new genre.
Yes, it will invent a genre that works.
I've just figured out
you.
A new genre that's right in between your listening habits.
Yeah. I want Britney Spears Toxic with Tchaikovsky. Like, whatever that is.
See, here's the thing. It's like, it's already figured it out before you say it.
Yes. It's like, I know that that's what you want. And,
you're like, yeah, you're like, we're going to get bored with you're it. You're jogging or something, and you're like, oh, what's some good stuff to listen to? And it's just like, we know.
Yeah.
Like, each time you run for 15 minutes, and then if there's if you sit there for more than 10 seconds scrolling through it, means you can't find a cool album to listen to next.
Yeah.
Therefore, it generates brand new custom music.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's a, it's like, yeah, that feels just so gross.
Why?
Right?
Like, it is, I mean, that's happening right now with TikTok. You're scrolling. Do you do TikTok?
No.
Oh, he doesn't do TikTok. No. He doesn't have an Apple Watch. He doesn't do TikTok. You don't even have Siri turned on your phone.
I don't even have a battery in this watch.
Yeah, if you say, hey, Siri, does your phone turn on?
It does, but it's only on usually an accident. I understand that. It's just the thing is, like, that's not the shit I want someone to figure out ahead of time for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me.
You want to figure it out yourself.
Like, I don't want someone making ad money based off of that kind of habit. Like, I want someone to fucking, like, wash my truck. You know? Yeah. I want someone to, like, tell me that, hey, yo, like, your shit's about to, like, some pipes about to burst in your house. Like, that's the stuff, like, I want a computer to figure out for me before it happens. But I don't want it to be like, oh, we've crafted the most addictive like content experience for you.
Yeah.
And like, cause that's not cool. That just pulls you away from like your own inherent motivations, you know?
That's valid. Yeah.
And so that's.
So we need to train an AI model to make sure that you're feeling a sense of fulfillment and not being exploited when.
I was going to say, right? Like the AI is going to make you feel like you got there. You know,
That's the thing.
And so I ask this question to people who I have this conversation with often. If you could take a pill, right, and it puts you to sleep, but then you wake up and then you go on a trip to Cairo.
There's a Tim and Eric sketch about that.
Is there?
Yeah, it's medicine that you like. It's right Jeff Goldblum saying like, I forget what, but he's like I'm famous and there's a lifetime achievement ceremony on Friday, but it's Monday and I can't wait. I can't wait.
I hear Jeff Goldblum in there. He's good with voices.
So so you take this pill and then you fall asleep and you wake up in 5 days.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It works.
You're reminding me of that.
No, that's exactly what I mean. Like, if you go on a trip to Cairo, right? And it feels super real, right? And then you get back home, you fly home, and then that's it, right? Like, you wake up and, all right, thank you for your, remember, as a reminder, it is still Tuesday. But like last Tuesday, right? Because that was all like an AR, VR, whatever our experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that just makes me feel sad.
Okay. So it makes you feel sad. How does it make you feel?
Bewildered.
Bewildered. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know where I am. I don't know.
It's a positive bewilderment. It's like stars in my eyes. Like, ooh.
I think I'd do it. Like, there's that place at the mall here that you can, like, put your goggles on and ride dragons and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sort of made me sick, but it was super interesting.
I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that stuff. And this is kind of like, so someone said, no, but I wouldn't experience, like, you know, like getting on a bus and the tire blows out
And you know, you have to stay with like a very kind stranger that night that takes you in, and they didn't, you didn't speak their language, they didn't speak your language, and like that's what I'd be missing. I'm like, but that's what the AI could, it could do that, you could do that, and it would know that that's what you're missing. You know, you know? Like eventually.
Yeah, but then, but some guys got to train it to have no biases, and then like, where's the strife?
Oh no, you want strife? You just throw the strife up, you know, like it's,
yeah, it's yeah. Like your trip to Cairo,
strife weights 0.9.
Yeah. I love Cairo in the 1970s. I just went there. And you have to check out Europa. It's yeah. really beautiful. Do the one without the aliens though, like, you know, like
the racist aliens.
By the way, you saw the Stable Diffusion renderer for Blender, where you just start modeling your scene. Mm. And then it uses the AI image generator to be like, oh, you got like a pot and like some rough geometric flowers. Okay, well, you don't have to render it. We already know what things look like. So we'll just give you what it would look like if you rendered it nicely with good materials and actual like good flowers. Yeah. Looks like this.
That's going to be, I mean, you do that now with just image to image, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. The way you used to have to do it is to like, there's a light here. You shoot 1,000 light rays into the... Why am I explaining this to you guys? You know this better than I do. But for the people out there who just learned it, like me, you used to have to like shoot a bunch of rays called ray tracing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, thousands and thousands.
We're still
thousands.
Ray tracing, but yeah.
You say, yeah. So now it doesn't. You just say like, there's a light here. And it's like, oh yeah, brrr, there you go.
It's just like this. Oh yeah. Human beings have been doing ray tracing for the past like 30 years. And there's a bunch of examples online. So I get the general gist of it. So if there's a light here, it would probably look like this if you ray trace it. And it just gives it to you. Like, it gives you its guess, right?
Like a little clip, like paperclip comes up. It's like, hey, it looks like you're trying to model a pot. You know? Would you like some help modeling a little?
Yeah.
A little
do you want to see what it look like if you rendered it nicely? It's like, yeah.
It also modeled it nicely. Hey, don't do that with the eyes. Do this. I know what owls look like, and your liberties? Owl looks bad. You mind if I make a draw the rest of the owl for you?
Because that's funny.
You need it. People are doing that with their kids' drawings now, you know, like they're taking their kids' whatever drawings and then making like amazing, like perfectly perfect, like dragons out of it, you know, and the kid just drew like a meep, meep. And yet, like, it's, I hear you because if my 7-year-old or 8-year-old now, I'm sorry, Jonah, you're 8, you just had your birthday. If my 8-year-old draws like on an iPad or whatever, and all of a sudden it like morphs into a perfect dragon that he was trying to draw. Is that taking something away from his experience? You know, from him learning the strife that you talk about of learning how to like, that's not how I move my hand if I want a dragon, you know?
Yeah. Well, but see, that's the thing. Like the appreciation of like, I don't download desktop art because of like the cool prompt that someone typed in to make it. I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, this is just beautiful to look at. And like, I appreciate the person for learning how to do this and like being able to, you know, render it so brilliantly, whether it's through 3D or with something like that. And so like there's an appreciation there. It's like the image isn't what's famous for me. I'm not like, dude, that picture, oh yeah. It's like, no, like I appreciate the artist. I appreciate the person behind it. And it's usually because it's like, all right, well, it's this thing where what if it's a world where all art is so brilliant and saturated and just like looks incredible and is so eye-catching and vibrant and intricately detailed and stuff like that, to the point where it kind of makes it so that anyone who knows how to do that, it's just feels like another drop in the bucket. I you know, it's weird. So
then maybe we get some Dadaism again, right? You get some things that look like toilet, I think that there will be a pendulum swing the other way. You're right. You know, like, I think we're about to get a lot of really pretty stuff really easily.
Yeah.
And people will be able to make it real. They can right now. You know, if they can just download an app, they can do it. Right. 15, yeah. 15 bucks a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know,
but like, that's the thing, though. It's like still, so it's pictures. You know, I'm like, now, like, you know, will it be 3D next or will it be like
3D?
Like actual, like.
Is it ready? 3D?
Having temporal consistency,
right on the, it's like,
you
right
know,
there.
Yeah. It's like the moment you can make a video clip, that's cool. Like, but you know, it's a thing where at the same time, you know, a cool piece of concept art. It's like, once again, brilliant artists, you know, put time into that, but you know, that's not like, that's not the draw. The concept art is all, it's like a thing, a tool to make something bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. It's like, all right, are you making like actual video content or music or like writing a book, or it's like something that you know, has the weight or gravity or, of an experience and like thought behind it. And, you know, it feels like there's still a bit of time before that happens. Although,
yeah. So that's
I do
the
think
other...
I still am going to make this AI book. I
think. You're going to make an AI book?
Yeah.
What is it? Like a book entirely written with NLP.
It's GPT-3.
Yeah.
And then basically, well, I'm not going to talk about it too much right now.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's going to happen very quickly. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
That's the thing about AI. It's quick.
Yeah.
Super right? fast. You can make iterations after iterations.
Yeah. And like, you know, I think what's worth talking about here, like a lot of our discussions are like, in the future, it will be in the future, your fridge will tell when you're hungry and it'll play music for you. Like, you know, and there's a lot of this in the future talk, but like, what's really exciting is right now that in the future talk is stopping and now it's right now.
Yeah.
Right. When we went up to film we did a collab with Adam Savage back at the beginning of summer, Mid Journey came out and on the car ride up. Yeah, we were all playing.
It was cool. Yeah, I saw the Instagram post. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but go ahead. It was amazing going up there and filming that video with them.
Yeah.
But Mid Journey just came out and we're like, this is really neat. And of course it's wacky. It's very interpretive and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then DALL-E 2 comes out and I was like, holy moly. And Stable Diffusion comes out and we're like, wow,
right.
This is even better than DALL-E 2, and DALL-E 2 just came out.
Right.
Like, why is this going so fast?
And then Mid Journey
comes out with a new model.
Yeah.
And then Stable Diffusion comes out with 1.6 or 1.5. And then like, now we're like, all this new software is coming out around it because it's all open source and it is moving so fast.
Yeah.
Like they're going to be releasing the new model for people to download in like 2 weeks or so, supposedly. Yeah. And it's just like, whoa. Like, guys, I blinked and DALL-E 2 came and went.
Yeah.
Like I was expecting this. It's like, imagine Steve Jobs invents the iPhone and then 2 weeks later, like the implant for your brain comes out. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Just like, I would have liked to use the iPhone for like a year.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'm trying to think of like what GPT-5 is going to be, right? Yeah. Forget about GPT-4. It's going to blow our brains away, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing Americans say?
Yeah, it works.
It's good. Okay, sure. like, GPT-4 is going to be like, oh my gosh, this sounds like humans. Right?
Yeah.
I try to like get a little help every once in a while writing a screenplay. But with GPT-3, but you know, you can only use so many tokens, right? You can only tell it so much, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To remember so much. So like I had it write like just the end of my, I was trying to get like one perfect final thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the end of it, right? And I first messed up where I didn't just give it like one line. So it gave me like a whole new alternate ending where it was like, he looks her in the eyes and she looks him in the eyes and it's like, I wish we had met earlier, you know? And it's like, yeah, well, those years ago in Tokyo, right? 25 years ago. I was like, stop. And like, as they get closer to kiss, I'm like, stop. They're, it's the dad and she's 9. You know? Stop. You know? But then I fed more of it into it. And I was like, the website went down or something. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to go to the shower and like, think about the line, like do it the old fashioned way, I guess. To the point where my wife was like, it's a drought, get out of there. I'm like, I'm thinking about a line. So I did. And I came up with this like eureka moment. I'm like, this is what she's going to say to him at the very end. And like, I had tears. I had like goosebumps. I went to the computer and I went to go write it. And the website hadn't gone down. The website was just like thinking. And it came up with something that was really close. Really close. I was really mad.
That's kind of cool.
That's really scary. That's... And I'm like, it's not as good as mine. But it's really close. I would have gotten to mine faster had I seen hers, you know? And like GPT-4 is going to make some stuff that's like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
What's GPT-5? What's GPT-10? You know, what's that going to do? It's going to invent stuff that humans as a collective have not been able to invent in a really long time.
Yeah. And what when you start applying it to other things that aren't writing and pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Just we're all obviously very close to that because it's what we all do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really bonkers. And it's like, and these what ifs aren't really what ifs anymore. The fact that you did that with GPT-3 already, it's like, and GPT-3 is kind of old news now.
It is.
It's like, we're beyond that. Like, everybody's just finding out about this kind of stuff. It's like, no, God, like, it's so happy. It's changing so fast. And like,
there's also all these questions about like, steganography and like, you know, hiding stuff in the images to be like, this is AI. You know, you can get around that. Or GPT-3 being used for like actual Discord, not the app, but like creating Discord on Twitter, you know, like racist comments and like being used for that, you know, and like, what do? We write an AI that can tell that when something is AI or not,
but then
that
AI can be used. Networks. You
know, that's it, right? Like you're just creating AIs that can fight with each other, and that exists. You know?
That exists as GANs.
Yeah. That's what it is. But then, it's gonna be like, all right, only stop when you get better than a human. Mm-hmm. You know, only write a better sonnet. You know, or only. Stop until you figure out exactly every single time whether or not this microscope slide has cancer, you know?
Yeah.
Or would Flint have happened if, you know, AI were around, you know, on the pipes? I don't know. AI is just too catch-all of a term, right? It's too much. It's just like computers doing work.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the magic of AI, as I explained in a few other podcasts, it's being able to write a computer program without having to actually write the program.
Yeah.
Going, here's the result I'm wanting. Here's the inputs I have. Here's some examples that you can practice on and what the, you know, quote unquote correct answers are.
Yeah.
You come up with whatever programming you need to do to give you the correct answers. I'm not going to do that. I'll just give you the answers. And it's like the fact that our computers are so fast, we're going like, okay, well, just monkeys banging on the typewriter. Let's go. And it's like, okay, we banged on the typewriter, you know, a couple trillion times, and we actually came up with a math equation that worked.
You only feed the monkeys that bang the right things.
Right, exactly.
Right, and then all the monkeys learn how to bang the right things into the typewriters, right?
You also, you put them in the room, you put on the nice music.
The monkeys are treated really well, just so you know, as they're learning how
to. Well, the monkeys that are doing well.
You're trying to get more monkeys than type
The monkeys who can't type sonnets, they leave.
You know? Where do they go?
They're the GPT-2. You know?
So why have you not slept for the past 2.5 weeks? Is it just because you can do concept art, or is there something deeper than that?
It's partly, I mean, it's so multifactorial, right? And I have slept a little bit. You know, I just have messed up my sleep schedule a lot. It's because it's so quick. You know, literally, I was like working on some code for something, and then someone was like, hey, yeah, here's the code. I had my thing do it, you know, and it's like, oh, here's a better one. So I kind of, and this is getting to people, like people are texting me or chatting me, DMing me, like, hey, I'm gonna like check myself in somewhere, like, and get some help, and I'm like, oh wow, like it's like an addiction for some people, right? And I have to stop myself from it becoming an addiction, for sure, you know. But really, some of the factors include, I feel like my job and everybody's job is on the line. I feel like I can make some money because I'm going to be first. I feel like I can finally express some of the stuff that I've been wanting to. I can't draw like you two can, you know. You can draw way better than I can, you know. My dad, when I was 12 years old, put me into art class. Because I like entered an art context because every single person who entered won a goldfish. I just wanted the goldfish, and I drew the worst Jim Carrey in the mask that you can possibly imagine.
I don't really want to see this drawing now.
It was just
I know, like that's it. That's the story. That's why he's up. He's looking for this redemption.
This is it. I can image to image that thing. To create the perfect mask, Jim Carrey in the mask, you know, like, and I remember looking at all the other drawings and being like, how do you do that? Like, what, how do you move your fingers?
But the thing is, even if you do image to image it and it looks great, like that doesn't solve the problem.
But then is it mine? I drew the original thing. Is it just a Photoshop filter?
It's pretend.
It's pretend mine.
It's pretending that you drew it better.
Yeah, it is. But pretending though.
Is that not what the EQ is when you're mixing music? Is that not what the sharpen?
You mask pretending is that, like you.
Is that how the lookup tables are that you apply to your footage when you color grade it?
Well, I guess it's just that's the thing where it's like we just need to find, like, is there a level here, or is this like this new concept of thinking where it's not about like the concept quality is not a concept, or craft is no longer a concept.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Where it's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, dude, when you build a house, craft is a concept. All right. Yeah. Does it stay up when it rains? Does it fall apart? You know, like
there's some you know, elements, some parameters.
But when it comes to
hit.
Like art, it's kind of like it's getting to this point where no, there's no, it like it's yeah. I just that's the part that's still spooky where it's like, ah, oh, man.
And for art especially, right? Because yeah. art is so personal and art means so much to so many people. Where like,
well, but it's that concept of getting it, like, I, you know, like what happens when the collective consciousness moves to a point where craft is like taken for granted and is not like
we're already there. Remember this topic is about how things move so fast. We're already at the point where people take craft for
well
for
shoot
I do think
I know
that,
like
yeah.
the last decade. Like, we people... make YouTube videos. We know what, like, we've seen that already.
We're going to be the old people in like yeah. 2 weeks being like, well, I remember back in the day where things just didn't model themselves.
The fact that people know? Are like, you know, the new Marvel
Dude,
movies.
Dude, you edit your videos?
No, my God.
What?
That happens. They have auto editors now. You can like cut things out from a script.
Use it, right?
Like, probably. So like that's going to be everything.
Sorry.
Are movies going to be Kevin Feige with a laptop in his basement and that's it?
Yeah. I mean,
right?
Like, the fact that people are already
Kevin
going.
Feige,
like,
who sells you a Apple Watch? All right.
No offense, Kevin. Like, I really am. I'm a huge fan of your work.
It's Jeff. it's Elon Musk sells you the Neuralink, and then you put that in your head, and then basically it takes that biometric data, and then is basically on the fly trying to come up with prompts that stimulate you, and you're just sitting there going like, "Here we go." Like, that's it. That's it. That's the fucking
that
endgame.
It's dystopian.
It's
you're
so
right.
gross.
You're right. That is incredibly dystopian.
We're already there, man. Yeah. It's just we have phone screens, so it's not quite as like, you know, it doesn't hit you quite as hard.
Yeah, it's like here. You
that's
know?
Literally
you.
What TikTok it is. TikTok is
that's why it's gross.
People going like, all right, we need a way to like, you know, it's the closest thing to AI generated video. It's like, well, let's just give
they
people the tools
AI
to have millions of people.
Videos.
Well, I mean, obviously, you do have AI generated video now
you
too.
Saw,
but
Rocket Jump's like funny thing about it, like. Mm-mm. They're all of these videos that are trying to like grab your attention, right? And they literally put something up on the screen, and then underneath it is like, look, it's Minecraft, like realistic Minecraft stuff. And it's really like a play for your attention. And, you know, they now have started making those automatically where it just takes like top Reddit comments and a voice, a text to voice or text to speech thing is like, what is the favorite? What's your favorite thing? This is what this and like it's there's thousands of those. They get millions of views.
That's
I think it's
so
gonna
gross.
Be a generational thing. I was talking about this with my wife, and she's like, no,
"Kids are fucked."
But crap, yes, like, craft, right? Like, if I watch a movie with an actor in it, if it makes me cry, and I'm like, who is that actor? And I go and I look it up, and it's Little Michaela or whatever, like some AI generated. Thing, right? Am I gonna feel bad about it? Did you feel bad about Rogue One and like Tarkin being fake? You know, did you notice? Did most people notice that? I don't know. I don't know. Right,
man.
I don't know. Games are gonna become this. Movies are gonna become this. That line is gonna be blurred. You're gonna be able to. You know, you're kind of bored with a movie. Grab the controllers. Actually, don't even grab the controllers. Just go over there a little bit more. Like, open the door. Right, like,
yeah,
it's gonna be like those choose your own adventure, but like more,
yeah,
and perhaps not by your choosing. You know, if you're wearing like a watch, and even if you're not, the TV has a little webcam on top of it, and it's gonna look at your face, and it's gonna look when you're.
Okay,
like,
I can't do this anymore, guys.
And then
I can't do this.
And then it's gonna know exactly what stimulates you in just the right way. Let's talk about the waifus again. It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
Sam, I have some quality waifus to show you. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I do, but they're easy. It's like Stable Diffusion is really easy to generate waifus on.
I bet.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get into a whole fanboy conversation now, where he just walks away, or what?
Yeah, we're gonna dim the lights and it fades out, and I leave, and you guys
and I'm like
keep talking, and it just quietly. It goes to zero.
So what do you think about like Imogen versus Party, and like is that, you know, do I get the 39?
I do actually have the bounce.
A100.
So This is it always ends on a low note. I'm sorry.
It's not a low note.
It always ends on a, here's for the high, me, it does. Note. I'm like, oh God.
You're gonna live longer because of it and happier.
I think Joe, if Sam heads out, I'd love to still talk for 15 minutes after he does.
All right, you guys can do your deep dive. So the layman, myself, gets to leave.
The Luddite.
Yes. I know. The Luddite angle is leaving, guys, so watch out.
All right. See you later, Boomer. All right.
Boomer. See you later.
Lamer or
gonna go
nerds
listen to some
are going to
classic
start...
rock and ride my Harley. Actually, browse Harleys.
Do you want to see what a Harley Davidson iPhone would look like? Let's make it right there.
All right.
Bye, Sam.
So what are we talking about?
All right, guys.
All right. See you, man. All right, for all you guys and gals still listening, let's get
non-binary people
and non-binary people and robots. And I'm
robots
sure there's like
and
half
non-human
bots
people. Do you think we're gonna get into a thing where it's like, do you remember how rude we were to robots back in the day?
Yeah.
Do you think that's gonna be a thing one day where, you know, we're talking about like,
yeah, you know,
robots' rights?
I was talking to, so you heard about the guy, that one engineer at Google who's like, you're,
oh, that guy.
Yeah, that goofball.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to say, I looked at the logs. I think he's full of it.
He's full of it. He starts out with being like, hey, by the way, you're the smartest thing that ever existed. And you definitely, are sentient.
So are you sentient?
So are you sentient? Yes. It's playing a game. You know, it's playing a game with him.
You know, the one thing is, like, at no point in the log, did the machine ever ask him about something the machine was interested in. At no point did it take on its own volition and initiative to learn about something.
That's true.
It always just responses, which is exactly what it does. It's a statistics machine. You type these words, statistically, this response will fit it best. That's all it is.
There's you know about the Saturn V supercomputer not the Saturn V rocket, but the Saturn V supercomputer that NVIDIA has, you know, like 20,000 GPUs that are running whatever, right? So one of the people, the French guy, I forget his name, but like he's working on NVIDIA's like self-driving car, autonomous vehicle stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He was talking about how that's the next big thing. Right now, everything that we have is just pattern recognition, mm-hmm. right? It's just like really good pattern recognition, but it's really, really good, right?
Yeah.
But that's all it has, kind of like... And you can create new patterns. You can join different patterns together, but it doesn't have its own volition, its own thoughts, its own like wills.
Yeah.
Do we want it to? Because I've seen a movie with Arnold that I wasn't a huge fan of, and that definitely had wills.
I'm not sure if it can quite ever have it the same way we do because it's not the same system.
Right.
You know, it's like that guy in the computer. It's like it's talking about feelings. It's like feelings are not something that can exist via the human definition in something that is not human. Because feelings require more than just your neurons.
Is that you saying this, or is that what the guy
saying? That's what I'm saying.
As you're saying, yeah.
Because like feelings require an organic body. They require endorphins. They require chemicals. They require senses. They require all these things for happiness to truly be a human emotion. You have to be a human to experience it. A computer cannot experience happiness. It can experience the computer equivalent of happiness, right? And like in that guy that said like, oh, this machine's sentient. It's like it's talking about this stuff. It's like, dude, you can't, you're anthropomorphizing it. Like, you need to understand biology behind these things. Like, we're not computers. Like, but I digress.
But what if I can, no, let's digress. I like this digression. What if I can model your neurons perfectly? Ship of Theseus, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I can take just this little part of your brain that isn't working or whatever, right? And I can fix you up and boop, boop, now it's a chip, right? And then slowly I change it over and more and more and more and more. And in fact, you know what? The rest of the butt from here down, it doesn't matter anyway, right? It's just like sensors.
Simulate it.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's just like mechanical levers or whatever, right? We get like new knees and we don't say, now you're an android, you know?
We do
or
a
like,
little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Maybe if the person has the green texts, then we do say, oh, now you have an android. That's a really bad joke. Can you please cut that out? I'm kidding. But, you know, like... Well, I think if you emulate a human being perfectly, let's just say, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you believe in something like a soul, then it's going to think that it's a human being and it's going to have an idea of what happiness is.
True. If you emulate it perfectly. But I was talking to another buddy of mine who's also big into AI, Logan Olson. A bunch of people probably know him from back in the day. And I should bring him in for a podcast too. And we were talking about this. Yeah. And I was like, so do you think the computer is sentient or not? What's your take? He's like, I think the idea of calling it sentient is an outdated term that's going to be irrelevant by the time we actually have this discussion.
Yes.
It's like, what is sentience?
Who cares?
It's an outdated. Yeah, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's made up.
How good is it, right? Yeah. Like, what is the loss while you're doing the training? You know, like who cares, right? Like,
yeah, are we gonna arbitrarily define sentience off our like 1960s sci-fi novel definition?
Right?
Like,
who cares, right? Like, it's so, you're right. It's anthropocentric, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. So I have a question for you. What is What's the opposite of a puppy?
Ooh. Now, the common
answer... No, for you.
For me, the common answer would be kitty. I hate to say it. I know the trick question.
You know the trick question.
The opposite of a puppy is actually a beige dresser sitting on a beach. Actually, I don't know.
Right?
But, yeah.
So
I would say a cat, personally. The opposite of a puppy is a cat.
For us humans, the opposite of a puppy is a cat, right? Or a kitten, actually.
Right. True.
But no, it's, oh my God, no. A cat would be farther away because it's older, at least, you know, like the visual opposite for a computer of a puppy is like a puppy and a kitten are almost identical.
Yeah, they're both animals, they're both pets. Both legs. So yeah, they're close together. You're right.
Four legs. They both are indoors all the time. They're mammals. Cute, you know?
Yeah.
So like, let's see what I can literally ask the computer right now. Like, what is the opposite of a puppy?
Like the true opposite.
The true visual opposite of a puppy. And in just about 3 seconds, it's going to show us. This is a room where anybody can generate. So I hope that nobody generates some weird stuff in here.
I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
It is a house in the suburbs.
Or like a
dollar bill, kind of?
A 23 bill, right? Like, but this is the opposite. Like, this is the visual opposite of a puppy, right? Like, you see that over there?
You do? Yeah, it's like an aerial view of a house.
It's an aerial view of a Floridian, in a Floridian cul-de-sac. It's an executive home in spring.
Nice Rambler.
Beautiful, some beautiful topiary work.
You're right. The yard is freshly mowed.
Yes. Yeah. That is the opposite of a puppy. They don't have cars. They have like blow up mattresses on their
shiny car blobs.
That is the opposite of a puppy. And if I were to describe this image perfectly, mm-hmm. As in, like, if I were to say, like, hey, give me an aerial drone view of this Floridian executive home, it'd probably give me pets.
Yeah, if you get an inverse of that.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So like, we don't think like computers, and computers don't think like us. Mm-hmm. And yet, AI, its specific task is think exactly like humans, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Draw like humans, please. Tell us when humans are sick, mm-hmm. or drive like humans. But then it's like, oh, but don't do the mistakes. Don't do the bad stuff that humans do, right?
Yeah.
Is that what human beings are? Like, if I had to invent about like a saying, I'd say like to err is human. I didn't invent that. But, you know, like, but like.
Did you just come up with that one?
You know? what is a human being, right? Like in this context, I don't know. Right.
I mean, the reality of it to a certain extent is like we're organic machines, you know.
Yeah.
Neural networks in computer learning, they're called neural networks because they work the same way our neurons do, which is basically a bunch of interference patterns,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of weights on impulses. Because just like with machine learning, life, you're given the results and the answers, but you didn't come up with the programming. It was, all right, survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you survive, you pass. If you die, you fail.
Yeah.
And we're going to kill all the things that don't survive. We're going to keep things that do survive.
Yeah.
And that was your machine learning, like, iteration, right?
So much of our brains are based on, like, fear, right? Mm-hmm. The people who survived were not the ones who were looking up at the stars and being like, oh, wow, that one kind of looks like a guy with an archer shoot. Okay, that's a lion. All right, I'm dead. You know, like, or like, why are those moving? Wandering ones, and those aren't, you know, it wasn't until much later that we figured it out. You know, this is like we went from being hunters to being hunter-gatherers to creating images of Homer Simpson in The Godfather. You know, some other stuff in between, but like,
I do have a wacky out there philosophy.
Oh, that's me. In the I forgot that I signed the okay, no, go for it. Sorry,
my wacky out there philosophy. Yeah, idea. Yeah. No, you got your little signature on the wall. Funny.
You can say it again. I went ADHD on you.
So, you know, often we go on like one wheel rides and we go like to the top of the mountains around LA.
Yeah,
sitting on the top of the mountain, looking at the city, and it's like this kind of looks like this the cells in a leaf or like, you know, a lichen, you know, it's growing on the ground. And you look, and it's like there's the arteries. You know, the highways are like the arteries, and they split into smaller veins and branches, and you have. Mm. You have your nervous system with, like, you know, communications and the internet.
I know where you're going with this.
You know, it's like, so when you look at a biological system, you have cells and you have like cellular structures and you have organs and you have organ systems. And like inside, like Nico Pehringer is a single living creature.
Mm.
That's not actually true. Nico Pehringer is actually like billions of tiny living creatures.
Yes.
Called cells all working together.
Yeah.
And they form an entity called Nico, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you kind of step out and you look at society from a bird's eye view, literally on top of a mountain, you start to be like, man, all these people are now just more advanced cells building an advanced system. And that system we're building isn't done yet. We're still building it. And it's like, is that system we're building just a higher being? Mm. Are we just built like, okay, we've built the systems to feed ourselves. Now we need to build systems to move ourselves around the body. We need to build systems for us to communicate. We need to build a system for this, you know, new organism to be able to like breathe and eat, et cetera, and, you know, process energy and needs to be able to, you know, communicate with its various parts. And are we now finally building the brain of this system?
Mm.
Are we as the little cells, you know, building our big organism and like the brain is finally getting constructed?
I wish I smoked weed. Right now, man, I wish I was high. That's and this is what like all of the galaxies that we have all around us looks like, you know, like are we going to then become like a type of whatever civilization, right? Like that uses the energy of its sun, you know, or many suns out there. And like, but you're right, like on Earth, are we?
We're just the red blood cells of a bigger creature, so to speak. And obviously, I like, technically speaking, a creature. Like, I get it. It's a concept, right? But still.
It's a concept. Yeah. No, but it's a great concept because, like, you know, I think a lot of us, we are so anthropocentric, right? We are very much like, the earth is here for the taking, and I will take whatever I should. And if we're the brain, then it is our duty to keep this earth safe, to keep our, you know, to like, we want to be saved, you know, like the brain, like there's so much that your body does to save your brain, right? And your heart, like whenever you're like, when you're cold, your fingers start to hurt because we can lose those and survive, you know, keep this going, you know, you don't want to pass out. So, you know, like, when that's the case and we see ourselves as the brain of this earth, then yeah, I do see how we start getting to responsibility of humankind, you know, and how, you know, I'm at least the kind of person who thinks we're going to become Star Trek and not Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, I'd agree.
As good as that movie
assuming you know, that resources on the planet don't run out, but I don't think that's the case. I think we'll figure it out.
Okay. We'll have AI figure it out for us while we're making images. We're watching our movies, you know, or like riding our Harley Davidsons, I guess.
iPhone Harley Davidsons.
Our iPhone Harley, yeah. Do you think
that... We're already kind of figuring it out. Like, we're in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that there is going to be a period in between of hurt where a lot of people who hire people are going to be hiring machines instead?
Actually, I mean, jobs always go out of date. Right. Sure. Well, technology moves forward and that puts jobs out of date. It doesn't mean that as you have taking a net loss on jobs necessarily.
Mm.
I'm sure some people are going to come in. They're gonna be like, well, but generally speaking, technology moves forward and it empowers people to have more output.
Mm.
And when you have more output, it actually creates more demand for things.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, oh, clothes can be cheap. Suddenly more people want clothes.
Right.
Now more people can afford clothes.
Right.
Oh, art's cheap. More people want art.
Mm.
It's easy to make art. more people are going to make art. It doesn't work the opposite. It's like, oh, art's cheap and now you can just do it as a snap of the fingers. Well, I'm not going to take any more art than except for one movie a year. It's like, no, if you could watch the perfect movie every night starring you and your friends.
Yes.
Like it'd be like video games, right?
Right.
It's you get into it and suddenly like, give me more.
Oh my God. I didn't think of that. Like you're absolutely right. Like starring you and your friends, right? Like we live vicariously through whatever, you know, like if there's a generative movie or whatever, that term is going to be so outdated, but you know, like there's a generative piece of content. I'm not going to say content. I hate that. you're watching something on something, right? Yeah. Like it's either in your eyes or in the screen. If we want to be like, oh, let's be old school and watch it on the screen. and you know, you get to sit down with your friends and like the jokes that you made. That you make are the jokes that guy makes, you know, and like there's like a funny like in joke that, you know, we do that anyway. We live vicariously through actors and actresses and things like, oh, I want to be that person. I want to be Iron Man. I want to be this. Mm-hmm. When you can see yourself in it, you know, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, right? And we're definitely like moving towards a like subjective narrative society.
Yeah,
it's like, you are going to be the narrative that you want. I mean, we all kind of are, right? You go to college, you reinvent yourself, right?
Yeah.
You can be a different person in college than you were in high school.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, except now it's like online, I'm going to look like this. I'm going to sound like this. I'm going to act like this.
Mm.
You know, I can be whatever I want, whoever I want. I can have whatever backstory I want. Who are you to tell me how I should feel? You know, it's like, why aren't my emotions valid? I am now this. Yeah. And that's the society we're kind of already in, you know, like people are very pushing to like accept that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the human condition, you know?
Sure.
So it's very...
You got into philosophy really fast.
Yeah.
What about when humans are... if you got to go, you got to go. You let me know.
No. I'm good.
The podcast is so nice. Long.
It's worth mentioning that we have had a Discord that we set up like secret 4 days Discord, ago. Yes. So we could talk about all this AI stuff. And now we get to finally talk in person.
Right. So like we're very excited about this, as some people out there also. What about when human beings are a liability in the system? You're talking about how it's like increasing output, right? When it's like, no. Don't drive. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, we're going to ban driving or you know, surgery by a human being. What is this? The 2010s? The 2020s? Jesus. No. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, they're going to get removed out of it.
Yeah.
Like, but when it comes down to it, it's like, you go back to the artist thing, right? Like, okay, let's get out of the, like, you know, who, what's going to happen in the future? To write now.
Right.
You're a concept artist. You're working in the film industry.
Oh boy, what else do you do?
Yeah, it's like, so right now,
no,
there is literally a tool that just came out that can replace you. Kind of, right?
No, yeah.
It's not replacing you.
It's not a
tool. It's like, if you are a concept artist and you refuse to learn Photoshop, you're going to fall off the train.
Yes.
If you're a concept artist now and you don't use any of these AI tools, you're going to fall off the train. They aren't replacing you. It's just a new tool set and you have to learn how to use it.
It's a way for you to, I mean, you can train it on your own style. You can do it eventually. Like when this comes out, it's all going to be like, we know this. What do you mean? You know, everyone's going to be like, oh, we've been on this app for 24 hours. What do you mean? Like, you know?
Yeah. But it's like being, you know, cinematographer. It's like, I shoot film. It's like, well, you better learn how to use the Alexa.
No, that's done, man. What's going to happen is we're going to have like some sort of capture, right? And I've been talking to VFX people about this.
Yeah.
Capturing system, right? It's not going to be LiDAR. That's too slow. But like some sort of like cameras, right? All around. And then sets are going to become like place, right? Yeah. Like where I'm like, okay, let's just go ahead. And we're not going to set up a thing over here. And it's like, hey, actually, when you read when you look at the picture, can you actually look at it like this? Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead. I'm about to ruin movies for you. You know, whenever you see a movie, like the amount of people who hold stuff like this, you know, it's like, oh, this image that I care very much about. But like, why? Because this way it makes sense
for you to be able to see it.
Whoops. For you to be able to see it. So like that kind of stuff, like it won't be necessary anymore because I'll just be able to move their hands in post, right? Or move the camera or like do something.
Well, you showed me the test you're doing with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
We trained. So,
I didn't do it. It was someone else.
Okay, so you know, so we're talking about Stable Diffusion here, but whatever. All these AI image generation systems, I'm just gonna say they're the same. They're not. Yeah. I'm just gonna say they are. I'm gonna piss off everybody who actually works on them.
Right.
They're all like, kind of the same. Mm-hmm. So somebody's like, Well, you can type in Sylvester Stallone. It gives you a weird kind of goofy picture of Sylvester Stallone, but he kind of looks like him. Like, you know, it's like, it's the caricature of him, right? It's the defining features. But they're kind of wobbly and weird and gooby.
Yeah.
And so they're like,
it's got Rocky.
He's got Rocky.
And it's got like now Sylvester is the, like older Sylvester. So it's like, it doesn't know how old he is and doesn't know. And when you ask for like 30-year-old Sylvester Stallone, it doesn't give you yet. It will in like 2 days. It doesn't give you like 30-year-old, like he looks like Rocky. Mm-hmm. It gives you like what 30-year-old men look like plus Sylvester Stallone. So it's wonky, right?
Yeah, 100%. But then somebody's like, well, let me just train it a little bit more on Sylvester Stallone. Like, clearly Sylvester Stallone exists in the cultural zeitgeist. He exists in the mall. You can type in his name. It's like, let me just make a couple extra pictures and just explicitly do a little more training on Sylvester Stallone. Like 10 pictures maybe of him. Just here's 10 more, right? And then when it goes, okay, give me a picture of Sylvester Stallone now, once that little extra bit of training is done, it's like, whoa, that looks exactly like him. And here's a different angle. And here's a different angle.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's just taking like, okay, yeah, I have like 10 pictures of Sylvester Stallone, but in my mind, I literally have a billion pictures of everything. So I can fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
I can't see the back of his head. I can guess. He has black hair. Let me guess. The hair on the back of his head is also black. It's like, it can, the system's doing that. And it's.
The way that it got your hair, man.
Yeah, like, in the little test that we did. It's the same thing. Like, other people have hair. Like, the system can fill in what my hair looks like. You know, as long as it sees a picture, it's like, okay, I can BS my way through every other picture now.
Right.
Which is basically how it works. And so it's like.
It really is BSing its way. Like,
it is.
It's like a college student that, like, figured out just enough amount of work that it's got to do, you know? Like,
exactly. I mean, that's the human way.
It is sentient. It's a human.
Oh, shit.
It's a person.
But, you know, the thing is like, so, okay, now it comes to like movies or picture books or whatever. It's like, well, I don't need to record a scene with Sylvester Stallone. I'll record a scene with my buddy and I'll roughly get it kind of right. I'll say, well, you know, here's a guy, make that Sylvester Stallone. It's like, and clearly you can do it. You can put out perfect pictures of him now. So let's put the picture in here. Yeah,
Rogue One. That's what it was, right? And that took like a lot of artists, a lot of work, a lot of time.
Yeah, and it's not gonna anymore.
No. Or like, the Irishman, right?
Yep.
The Irishman. The
full on three cameras.
Oh my
real time 3D scanning.
And it didn't look super perfect because we weren't quite there yet, right?
Not there yet.
Now I can do it.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys like
you just type it in,
fixed it up with like deepfake stuff.
Yeah, you know, deepfakes is old news now too. And like, but that's an example. Yeah. Like a deepfake is like a hyper specific version of like one of these image generators.
Yeah.
But instead of training a deepfake, what if you just trained a deepfake on all the pictures of everything in the entire world?
Right.
And you said, give me a picture of this box or of Sylvester Stallone or of a cat.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'll just deepfake that because I roughly know what cats look like. And you're like, okay, but specifically here's 10 pictures of my cat. It's like, okay, I can fill in the details, but now I can draw your cat perfectly from every angle.
Yeah.
And if I can draw your cat perfectly from every angle, well, you can literally just make a movie and you never have to touch a camera. Or you can touch a camera and I'll just use that as a guide for where I'll put everything.
Yeah. I know that you said it like this, you know, and I'll be able to like stretch out. It's animation, right?
Yeah.
Like animation does that so well, but animation is going to become photorealistic, right? Yeah. And granted, we still ride horses. Today, you know, like we still listen to music. We still go to orchestras. I have a painting of a pretty kind of sort of like photorealistic jar of colored pencils, right? And I love that painting, and it's like it's hung up in my house. I can make that painting real fast right now, but it's hung up in my house because I can picture the person like being like, I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna do that right there. Right. And start, or took a picture of it and then worked from the picture probably. But that's okay because like I can see the brush strokes and I know that there's a human in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I love that. And I hear what Sam, like, I think it's the seat. You need to move them. it's this becomes a detractor. If I had that emotion of like imagining that person toiling over this painting and then like, you know, like selling it and like making a living doing that. Like what an amazing thing that this person has done. If you had told me then, it's like, oh, actually no, it was a machine that went like, you know, like an automation machine that did it. It would feel lesser then. Mm-hmm. You know, or like, for example, some, you know, there's some historical pictures that may be released of something that happened that was horrific that happened like years and years ago. And people are like, they don't trust this guy who's like a pawn shop guy who's like, I found pictures of this thing, right? Mm-hmm. This like horrible historical event. If those pictures are released and, you know, it makes a splash, but then it comes out that like in a year that's like, oh, actually we have like an AI checker thing and it, those pictures were fake. That would, even though that might actually have happened and have been close, I don't know. You know, there are all these questions. Like, I can very easily catfish somebody right now. You know, I can just use an image to image with like not that high strength and say, that's not Joe Penna, that's Jamie Dornan. You know, actually, no, he's a little stronger. So, like, all I can have a real good looking Tinder that I don't, thankfully, I'm married, I'm happily married. I don't want to get into Tinder because now I don't know who I'm going to trust in there anymore. You know, like it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like there are problems with it, with biases and like ethics and like, how do you fix it? Do you have to make an effort to fix it, I think.
Yeah.
But what is that effort? Right.
That's a very good question. Cause like the other thing too, is like, you see these incredibly powerful technologies coming out and it was like, this is going to change the world. It's like, okay, well do it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you actually want me to do that right now? Like, yeah, change the world. Like as in like, this is powerful, so where's the software? So it was right here. It's like, you that Python code? No. Where's the software? Like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Where's my tools, right?
Yeah.
And this big thing I've been seeing, like, so with Stable Diffusion, you know, they released everything, all the code, the model, and it's been incredible. The amount of tools that have been coming out where people are just making stuff and then going like, oh, let's do it like this. This might be useful.
Yeah.
And then 1,000 people, 10,000 people use like that. They're like, okay, actually, we like this feature. And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll add that feature.
Yeah.
And like, suddenly we've seen what would probably take companies months, if not like a year, to put out. It's like happened literally in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
It's bonkers. But then you step back and you go like, wait a minute. If this is how open source is happening around machine learning, and so much of machine learning is open source, so much of it is built on open source.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what's going to happen to all these like software companies and corporations? Like, what's going to happen to Adobe? Because, or heck, even what's going to happen to like 3D programs and like Microsoft, Octane Render, Unreal Engine? Like, you know, obviously there's more to Unreal Engine than just the renderer, but it's like, you know, so many people worked so hard to make Unreal Engine 5 be able to render what it can render in like a crazy lighting system. It's like, or I just have an AI that knows how to paint photorealistic things. Like, just like a human being, you can train a human being to draw a photo and paint photorealistic things. Like, so here's the rough geometry, make it look real. And it goes, okay. And it just makes it look real and makes it consistent. And it's like, and I don't need to do any rendering. I don't need to do any math. I don't need to like have photons be calculated and shadows be calculated and like, you know, various surface materials, because
so you need to calculate its precise location on the latent space.
You know? Yeah. Give me the XY coordinates of the latent space.
You're using a two-dimensional latent space, man. That's so 24 right. hours ago, my dude.
It's multidimensional. Like,
there's 64 vectors that you got to use at least, you know? No. You're right. Like, it's... I think it's very dependent on what you think of Twitter, in a way, right? Like, if you think that Twitter was a boon for humanity versus, and make up your mind, viewers at home, you know, or listeners at home, please listen. I don't know which one you make more money at.
That's okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to be here with us.
If you're here with us, just close your eyes and make a judgment call right now.
Unless you have aphasia.
Do you, unless, all right, just, or at least just, the, you know, if you can't picture it, just imagine the words of like, is Twitter good or bad for society, you know? And I can destroy whatever answer you pick, because if you say it's bad, I say, well, what about Arab Spring? What about like the fact that it used to be the you know, it's all of these things, right? Like that Twitter is great, you know, like it's giving people who don't have privileged voices or privileged like stances, like a voice.
People connect easier.
People, how about all people who fell in love through Twitter? People who like who are talking to researchers for AI who used to be YouTubers and now are filmmakers who now get to say like, excuse me, thank you for saying that you've been watching all my videos for a long time. I really need help with this Python though. Like, what about all that, right?
Yeah.
But then if you say, no, it's good, it's great. Okay, what about all the bad stuff? What about the fact that like, or Facebook or things like that, you know, like they literally, there's that one test that they made that they only showed people angry things. Did you see that? Or like sad things. And it made people post sad things.
Which is completely against the ethics of psychological studies.
Right? Like, you're literally trying to... but did they know that that's what was going to happen? I mean, they should have guessed, I guess.
You don't do negative... Who knows? Well, I'm misusing the term negative for a test here, but you don't do negative results without letting your participants be informed.
Right.
It's like 100% against the ethics of...
But was it buried in the TOS somewhere? You know, like the terms of service that Facebook may purposely make you unhappy.
Yeah.
Or Instagram, like people talk about all that stuff, you know? So like whenever you take all of that into account, you know, you can see that Twitter, Facebook, Web 2.0 is a tool that can be used for good and bad, mm-hmm. right? It can get Trump elected. It can get people's tweets out of Ukraine, mm-hmm. you know? It can do both, right? I'm getting political. Sorry, I got political there. I didn't realize I got political. I thought it was kind of...
it's okay.
I
don't think it's a hot take to say that Trump's an asshole.
Oh, is it not? Okay, good. Trump's an asshole.
You disagree? Whatever. Yeah, you disagree. Sorry, guys.
Like, we're in LA. What are you used to this? I'm not.
Discourse. We're having a discussion.
So the Stable Diffusion, AI, generative images are going to be the same thing, right? And who owns OpenAI? It's Reid Hoffman and Elon Musk, two multi-billionaires, right? Mm-hmm. Is that bad? Is that good? I think it's good because then they can put some money into something that can, whatever, right? The way that I saw it said about Stable Diffusion was, and about the AI in general, is it's bad, really bad for a small number of people. You're a concept artist, woo! Like, learn how to use this for now, you know, like, so you can extend how long you're going to be working, but what else you got? What else you can do? You know? You're with music, what's coming that up? This Dance Diffusion or whatever, you know, I'm seeing some stuff that, like, I'm going to load all my stuff into it and maybe I'll make YouTube videos again because it's going to be so easy, you know? Like, eventually, it's going to be a better artist than all of us, right? Mm-hmm. The subset of people of us that are artists that are better than the other ones, that's bad for them, but it's great for everyone else, mm-hmm. right? If you believe that everyone being able to be an artist is great, mm-hmm. right? Some detractors don't, some Luddites don't, you know? He's right. He's got a lot of good points, right? So who knows? I think that it's exciting to be at the forefront. And I do think that we should check each other on how much we sleep.
Yes.
We need to sleep, get a full 8 hours.
Well, not until we finish the training.
No, after right. we no, do the training and
then, I got to check to make sure that the training's running.
Yeah.
First.
Let's make sure. And then we can go to sleep. Yeah. But you have to set an alarm every 10 minutes and make sure the training's going well.
Right.
Or just train an AI.
Well, it takes 15 minutes. So you just give me some of your pictures and...
You got it.
Oh, man.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let's go figure out how to AI can tell when we got cancer and then we're good.
Yeah.
Done.
I thought they had dogs that could like smell cancer.
Dogs are old hat.
You're right.
Those are bad machines.
Now they have Florida executive houses.
Floridian drone views of Floridian executive homes. Yes. We need the opposite of dogs that can smell cancer, which is Floridian executive home. But instead of blow up mattresses on a driveway, they have. I don't know. I'll ask GPT-3. I'll ask as an NLP for the perfect end of that joke. You let us know in the comments down below, like if you're listening to somewhere that has comments, what AI told you the end of that joke was going to be. Anyway.
All right. Last thing here, I think, to wrap this up. So chances are people are listening to this and a bunch of people probably know about Midjourney and people have used it. But let's go into just a moment here of like, hey, you listening right now, you want to get in on this AI train. Here's what you do. All right.
First, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's we'll figure it out for you and just please get out of our space.
Yeah. Like we those gates the are only shut. Ones.
Yeah.
And we're keeping it that way. No, specifically, if you want to dabble and you want things to look pretty right off the bat, check out the Midjourney Discord. Literally sign up to the Discord channel, read the introduction thing, follow the instructions, and you'll start making images. But you're probably gonna realize that it's kind of slow. You can only get one or two images every minute or so. And two, eventually you have to start paying for it. But you know what? Probably worth it, especially when you're experimenting. but the slowness can be a thing. Midjourney's just going to give you really pretty pictures all the time.
It's well, that's because cool. of the full clip guidance. You know, like at least you're not going to get some like doubles or anything like that. But the fact that it's full clip guidance with all the vectors and all the, anyway, let's not get into stochastic training. Go ahead.
So let's say you want to go a little bit deeper. This is where you should probably check out Stable Diffusion.
Yeah.
If you have like a decent GPU, like we're talking like 2080 or above. Arguably, even like slower GPUs can handle it finally if you get the optimized versions. But if you have a decent GPU and you want to sit down and learn a little bit of Python code and learning how to use like Anaconda, it's worth checking out. There's a bunch of different repos. You can go to the Stable Diffusion subreddit, r/StableDiffusion, the top FAQ, how do I run this? There's a bunch of links there. There's a bunch of different options to get you started. You can get it running on your own computer, meaning it's free. You can generate as many images as you want. You can make literally whatever you want. So please be responsible. but you can get running on your own system and you can make it happen. And if you want to use Stable Diffusion without running it on your computer, they have their own like web-based
Dream Studio.
Yeah.
Ooh, one thing you got to remember is that anytime you ask for anything, you are warming up the earth a little bit. So just remember that, you know, like just remember there's really big GPUs that are going juice, juice, juice. So, you know, use it wisely, and yeah. Your wallet also would appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But definitely check those things out. The stuff that we've been talking about is like textual inversion.
Yes.
Dream Booth, fine tuning models. That's where you can start like adding characters, adding people to these models that didn't already exist in them. It's worth exploring.
If you're an artist, you can load in all your work. And what's amazing is that the number one question I get asked by artists is, when I load in all of my pictures, will then everybody be able to like use my style? And the answer is no, right? The answer is like when you do this training on your own computer or whatever it may be, or you can use Google Colab and things where you can, you know, pay a small monthly fee to do the training with their stuff, you know, you will be the only person that has that file, right? Mm-hmm. And unless you share that file, that training, then you're fine.
Yep. Though I will say, if you've relied on many other people to teach you,
yes,
relied on many other people to share their projects and their code,
right?
If you give nothing back, that's arguably selfish. And
arguably,
it is.
It's selfish.
It's selfish. It's 100% selfish. If you learn from the openness of others, be open yourself and share it. That's how we even got here in the first place. So. Yeah, check that stuff out.
To be human is to share.
To be human is to share.
Do computers share? We don't know.
What is
it to be human? I don't know.
To err is to be human. To forgive is to be divine.
To to err is human. Forgive is divine. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're right.
So if you don't share, we'll forgive you because we'll be divine.
Yes. Oh my God, that was so good. It was so good. If you had only said it in the Sam voice, that would have been perfect.
True. Yeah, well, I can't replicate that. Well, I can replicate his voice, so I make an AI model of it first. We haven't done that yet.
But you have plenty of it, right? You can generate them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're actually, there's a service that's this close. So you like, just give us like 2 minutes of somebody's voice and we'll duplicate it for you. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. That already exists. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, oh, man. I'm really excited to mess around with the model fine tuning. It's too bad it requires 38 gigabytes of VRAM.
It
means that I have to take one of the computers the guys are using on Son of a Dungeon and be like, get off. I need to make cool pictures of me.
You can rent those computers, right? Can't you rent those?
Yeah. No.
You can rent them.
You can rent them.
Yeah. No, like online rentals.
Oh, right, right. I mean, right. If somebody else wants to. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't have a nice computer, you can look at like doing Colab or computer.
Or RunPod is one where, you know, literally you have like a computer on your desktop.
And aren't those like pretty solid GPUs that they're running on?
A100s.
Oof.
Right. You can get multiple A100s. I don't know how to use multiple A100s, but you can get multiple.
Yeah.
It's like a dollar and change every hour.
That's really not that bad.
For how much does it cost?
It's worth mentioning A100s are like the best GPU you can get right now.
What is a GPU?
GPU, graphics processing unit.
Mm.
Oh, but I'm not doing graphics, I'm doing AI. Well, that's because what's on a GPU is really just meant to crunch math. It's not meant to run scripts, which is like what a CPU is meant for. Mm. It's meant to just crunch math.
Right.
And it just so happens that machine learning models under the hood is just millions and millions of very basic multiplications that are happening. So GPU can do that very fast. And
I think it's a better use than trying to just do fake math to let somebody pay for their drugs on Silk Road.
You know? That's true.
I think it's a better use is to make Homer Simpson in the style of Hayao Miyazaki.
But what if you take Homer Simpson and you put him into Dragon Ball Z and then you turn that into an NFT, so that way you're hitting both worlds at the same time?
We're doomed as a society, as human beings. We're going to have to have, AI can take over as the brain.
Well, once we're all solar and like fusion powered and like energy is free again.
That'll be fine. Yeah.
All righty. Oh, no. We got others here. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah. So anyways, in a few weeks.
I'm jumping in on your conversation.
Yes, please. What's up?
Technically, that microphone over there is the one. Christian's got to go.
You gotta go. Home. I was just coming to say hi. Outro. Hey, I'll do the outro for you guys. Hey, dude, it's been a while, man.
It's good
to
see you.
Hello, and goodbye, everyone. 3, 2, 1. Ah! God, I don't know which one is working.
All right, I'm giving you a real outro. All right. Everybody, this world is moving really fast right now. Like, the tools have changed so fast. Literally every day, something new is coming out that is totally changing our workflow around this. Super exciting. Let's all stay on this ride together. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Jeez, you just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, I'm very much so looking forward to listening to this podcast.
What do you think it's about?
I'm on the fringes of all of this stuff right now.
You know what it's about.
I'm not in your guys' private Discord server, but nah. I get like rumors of it all the time.
You need an application. This is... Christian, you got to join us too.
Oh my gosh, check this out. That's dope.
Just a drawing of Nico Perringer.
In the style of somebody who does not like AI. On purpose, we did it like that.
But wait, is there any like image to image going on here? Or is it just like, it just new?
Yeah.
Just new.
I taught it.
Oh, you taught it. Okay. So there's some training involved. Okay.
I taught it to do that.
It's like,
it just does
you're
it
like
now.
A proud dad.
Yeah. Anyways, this is great. Joe, thank you so much for visiting us. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be doing probably a Stable Diffusion based experiment video for the Quarter Crew channel on Friday.
Oh.
It'll obviously come out in like a week or so after we make it.
Are you going to force me to drive all the way back to Down LA again? I live in Santa Barbara.
You live in Santa Barbara?
Really?
I drove 2.5 hours for this podcast.
Did
because
you? No,
I,
you didn't. Did you?
And that was 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm excited about talking about this stuff. I'm excited to see my buddies. I took a COVID test before I came.
And you're positive?
Thanks for coming. there won't be a podcast for a while, probably.
It's cool. We already had it a few weeks ago. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in another one. Maybe the next one we'll just talk about, like, I don't know,
puppies.
Legos or
puppies in Florida.
Puppies in Florida.
Puppies in Florida.
Yep. You'll get it when you listen to the podcast, Ren.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Bye, everybody.